I've never heard of them before this, but I asked my people to go and check. You know, from what we have been able to find out, it appears to be an activist group. Members are basically there to promote electronic smoking devices. So it's an organization to promote e-cigarettes and heated tobacco products under the banner of tobacco harm reduction. You can put whatever label you like, but they are basically pushers of tobacco. And they seem to be a lobby group for a tobacco company called, most people know, Philip Morris International. And they say these ESDs, electronic way of passing on nicotine, is a safer alternative to conventional cigarettes. You know, this is a kind of snake oil that these organizations peddle, and they avoid saying it's harmful in itself. Kapra's executive coordinator seems to be a person called Nancy Lucas, and she frequently speaks at the Global Tobacco and Nicotine Forum, GTNF. GTNF, if you look at who is supporting them, they're all the major tobacco companies. Philip Morris, British American Tobacco, Imperial Brands, Altria, JTI. So my conclusion, they are proxies, essentially paid mouthpieces for the tobacco industry, which is hoping to push nicotine through vapes. And they don't really care if other stuff gets pushed through vapes too. But if you stop vapes, their business gets affected. So you can see why they will support vapes. It means money, a lot of money. And I think it's fair to say their primary focus is not the health of Singaporeans. But if you look at us, government of Singapore, for us, the primary focus is the safety, security, and the health of Singaporeans and Singapore. Our young people are at risk. And I'm not about to listen to some NGO, which seems to be funded by tobacco companies, and get advice from them on what is good for our society and our children. Second, if you look at what Kapra actually says, these are the typical viewpoints that have been pushed for a long time, as I said earlier, and they don't represent the mainstream view in Singapore. Kapra has also campaigned against the World Health Organization's Treaty for Tobacco Control. They don't want control on tobacco, and they promote misleading claims. And I quote, vaping is dramatically safer than cigarettes. E-cigarettes are around 95% less harmful. Now, nicotine-based vapes deliver 4 packets of cigarettes in one vape. And now if you have a vape, you can lace it with all sorts of other stuff. And can you actually say that is good for you? And so you see, essentially, the tobacco lobby. And second, you know, it's you just look at who they are and what they are saying.
Does harm reduction work?
You know, many countries have tried it, are still trying it, and they do say, from their perspective, it's better than the situation was before. But I think it all comes from the perspective. You got to look at what the situation was previously. Now, if you are not able to control, you know, maybe large countries have different problems. If you're not able to control the situation, law and order has gotten out of control. A lot of illegal drugs, when you have made it illegal, and you're not able to stop the flow, and you're not able to stop people from taking drugs, then harm reduction is better than what it was before. But we are not in that situation. We're in a situation where actually we are pretty successful in stopping the flow of drugs in the first place. Our legal system works, our enforcement system works, our police are efficient, our CNB is efficient, and therefore we are able to deal with the problem up front. If you're a country which has lost the fight and drugs are everywhere, and you're not able to stop the flow into your country, and the criminal gangs are operating everywhere underground, and they are controlling the market, then you might say, oh, well, you know, there's nothing I can do. I might as well go for harm reduction. I provide centers where I provide the drugs, or NGOs provide the drugs, and I pay for it. And so it's normalization, legalization. Everybody can take drugs, but, you know, authorized. I'm not sure it's good, because it does a lot of harm to your body. But if you lost control, you are not able to control the situation. Maybe, you know, you can say this is better for you. I don't know. But for us, we are able to stop it at the first level. By and large, our society is drug-free. And therefore, why should we consider harm reduction? And, you know, you look at the U.S., even in the U.S., there is a pushback now against this sort of harm reduction, because what happens is thousands and thousands of people just start taking drugs. The cities are turned into very difficult places for people to feel safe. You know, New York Times reported 5 days ago, just 5 days ago, that several cities in the U.S. are moving away from harm reduction. And that includes cities run by Democrats, San Francisco, Philadelphia, also states run by Republicans, like West Virginia, Nebraska. And this reversal is happening for them after thousands and thousands of lives have been lost. And we were saying all along, harm reduction was not the right approach, certainly not for us. And we refuse to go down this road. So really, I would say to Singaporeans, just because somebody else says it, we don't need to be colonized in our mind. Just look at the evidence, open your eyes, read, look at what's happening around the world, look at what's happening in Singapore. Ignore lobbyists who are paid by, you know, pharmaceutical companies and self-interested groups. Ignore also persons driven by ideology who will refuse to look at the facts. Whether you are government or you're not in government, I think the starting point is look at the facts, look at what's happening, and then make up your mind.